Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Could, babe. But if you let me into you, babe,
reach. Warning, too out of your reach for you to haunt. It's a so-so dip ball. I laugh, we all make a sense. To stop me, I'm no cookie letter. H-dot. I throw shade to the fake pimp. Swerve off in the big black dick. Don't 20, it's bumping. Stay laced in the fly stuff. I can never puff too much. Oh, too much. Murdering up the block, ain't killing them enough. Wanna get to the guts, freak me, freak what?
Say you like I'm back in the bar, babe. I can give you what you want, babe. If you think that you can hang, babe, let me in so I can bang, babe. I can freak it like you want, man. Back it up, just get up on it. It's like a train that keeps on riding. Smack your lips, it's tantalizing.
ATAZP recorded live with TAZ, and I got Glenn Cannon of Street Noise Records in Detroit.
Right.
M.I. in the house.
Amen.
Hey, Big Dog, when I first, you know, I first went on musicplaces.com surfing around, and I hit Princess T up, and I listened to the music and everything. I said, man, these cats is for real. I like the music for real, for one thing. And it's not the same like everybody else, you know. So it's got a different, unique style. Who's doing the production? Is it you or, you know, a couple cats up there in your stable?
Yeah, well, it's myself and a couple cats in my stable, a couple cats in L.A.
Right.
A couple guys over in Brooklyn.
No.
We're trying to bring world-class music to the world, man, and...
feel you.
And just let folks understand, man, that it ain't all about the big labels who can just deliver good music.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the dedication and what you put into it.
That's what's up.
And that determines how the music is going to turn out.
Okay, who else do you have under you other than Princess T, I'm sure you got a couple more acts.
Oh, yeah, I got a guy, man, that we just finished shooting his video last Saturday. His name is Preacher.
Okay.
And this guy's going to blow up, man. We really expect big things from him. We're working on his site as we speak.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, you'll get a chance to hear this guy, man. And he's a very interesting artist. Has a real unique sound.
All right. Other than producing, what else do you do? You just oversight the company and the goals and the, you know?
I kind of like wear all of the hats behind the scenes, man. I manage the artist. I go out on the road with the artist, and I have to act as road manager sometimes.
You the man. You the man, dog. I can't even talk to you no more after you said all that. That's a lot right there.
Oh, yeah. It's a big job, man. When you're independent and you're trying to make things happen, you have to be hands-on.
Yeah, true.
You know, and I love what I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's not all about the money with me, I would do it. If there was one thing that I had to do for free in the world, it would be entertainment.
And that's the way I feel too, because I got like 7 acts under me, but I don't know one thing. I let them promote themselves. I'm like, man, I ain't got time for all this. I do the music too, and I write the words. So I mean, but man, Cat, you doing it all. That's real, a big ups to you, though, for real.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, I've been at it a while, and I had a little girls group that we made a lot of noise in the Atlanta area. I had a little girls group called the Honeys.
Okay.
Like when ABC, we did an answer to ABC's Aisha.
Oh, okay, man.
And that's when I got started, man. So I've been in this game a while, man.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck.
I know what you're saying, man. If you got a love for music, it's always going to be there, for real.
I tried to walk away, man, but it just doesn't work. It calls me in my sleep.
I feel you. The creative process, the same thing I asked Princess T. The creative process, where does it come from? What's your inspirations? I mean, you know, as far as, you know, setting direction for different artists, you just, you know, get to know the artist and then you write from what they feeling, or you just do a collaboration of both, or of how you feeling in there?
It depends on the artist. I mean, you know, you got some artists, man, are just, you know, they're creative people.
Right.
And that's one reason that we like to maintain our independence, is because we can create the things that we feel and that we want to, and we don't have some big label telling us what to do.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it depends on the artist and how creative the artist is, and that pretty much defines who's actually going to produce the record. You know, who's ever best for the music, that's, you know, I'm not a tyrant.
Right, right.
The dude got something going on and it's hot. Mm-hmm. Come on with it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, you got other artists, man, that are, you know, haven't got there on the production end, and you have to put together things for them and kind of work with them to get the sound that you're looking for. So with me, man, and with our team, it's about letting the music come naturally.
Oh, okay, man.
You know, it's pretty much a natural process in the studio. But if, you know, if a guy's vibing, man, and got something hot, I'll get out of his way, man, and let him do his thing.
Yeah, that's for real. You can't stop that flow.
Right, because, you know, one person can't be right about everything.
Right, right. And you got to make it comfortable for the artist, because if they putting it out there and they feel right about this and they got some motivation behind it, and plus it sound good,
right,
ain't no need to try to stop, you know, fix what's not broke.
Right. Well, the main key with us at Street Noise, man, is that we want each artist to have their own identity, and we're not trying to, the world doesn't need 2 Jay-Z's or 2 E's,
right,
or 2 Tupac's, or, you know what I mean? And that's what we pride ourselves on. If you listen to the Princess T project, you'll see that she has her own unique style and her own unique sound.
That's exactly what I told her.
That's the same thing. That's what we emphasize.
Yeah.
That's what we, you know, it's like if a guy comes to me, man, or a girl comes to me and she's trying to be somebody else, I really can't use her.
Right, right.
I'm looking for uniqueness, man.
Yeah, that's when I heard Princess T, I said, man, she is spitting these out like bullets, you know, upside the head. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
I was like, man, yeah, I'm feeling that. And then the beat was on, you know, was on point too. You know what I'm saying? So I could listen to the beat naked and without no rapping. I could listen to the rapping the same way. So everything was all good.
Well, appreciate that, man.
What's next for Street Noise Records, man?
The immediate future, man, is to break this guy Preacher out.
Right.
I'm going to send you some of the new stuff off of his album just for your review, so you can tell me if you think I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for big things out of this guy, man.
Well, man, it sound like the two tracks I heard, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling them for real. Because, you know, you can get you can go to other people's stuff and listen to it, and you might be like, man, I'm just not feeling the beat. I'm feeling the flow, or I'm not feeling the flow, and the beat is nice. But it's all together. Y'all got the total package, man. The two cuts I heard, I was like, yeah, where can I get it at? You know, that's the first thing I'm worried about. Where can I get it? I got to hear some more, so.
Well, funny enough, man, Precious T does very well online in terms of record sales.
Right.
She moves a lot of product online, man.
For real? That's good.
Yeah, she moves a lot.
Yes, that was the interview with Glenn Cannon of Street Noise Records. I couldn't get him in today, and that was pre-recorded 2 years ago. But on the line, I think I got Miss Kitty Williams. Hello, 832 caller. Is that you, Miss Kitty? Hello? 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 Hello, Miss Kitty. Are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Blog Talk jumped me off. I'm sorry about that.
I was like, what's going on?
I was sitting there, look, I'm sitting there with a blank screen waiting on a host to call the show. Good Lord, the host got a call again. I'm like, and it jumped me off. So how are you doing, Miss Kitty?
I'm doing good, you know. I mean, my power's been off for the past 6 hours, but they just cut it back on, you know, from neighborhood stuff.
Goodness.
Other than that, I'm good. Yeah, it's been a crazy day, crazy day.
Yeah, you had emailed me referencing that. So, Miss Kitty is one of the hostesses of our own show here on Blog Talk, Miss Kitty TV Networks. Could you explain a little bit about your show here on Blog Talk?
Basically, I started Miss Kitty TV back in September of 06, and when I started realizing that radio was a lot easier for me to do, and that I like to interview a lot of artists in depth, and the whole producing shows for the TV show, that's real time consuming. So I do that on the radio show, the Kitty Williams radio show, and it's been wonderful. You know, I love talking to everyone. You know, I remember you invited me to the Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee, you know, so that's a really wonderful thing as well.
But, yeah, because I listened to a lot of shows here on Blog Talk, and there was only like five or six that I was really just deeply feeling, and yours was one of the shows that I was feeling when I first started on Blog Talk. Also, the TV networks, explain that to the people, because you are very busy. I'm just going to tell you right now, I thought I was busy, but no, you, my sister, I'm bowing down, as I'm telling you, I'm bowing. You are busy, very busy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping it's a temporary phase, you know, get some interns. But basically what I do is I don't know what to call me, maybe a filmmaker. I film, edit, produce all of my own television episodes. It's documentaries, commercials, club footage, you know, showcases from that. It's so many different types of shows that I do have. You know, I had over 50 pages on my website trying to consolidate that. But I'm just trying to do everything I can to bring a face to a lot of these artists. You know, a lot of times you'll hear music and everybody wants to be a star and all of this, but they don't always have the right avenues or opportunities, or they're not sure where to find them. So I just try to put it out there and make it easy for artists and entrepreneurs. You know, and a lot of people deal with the big celebrities. That's really not my interest. I want the underground, the independent.
Right, right. Because they're going to blow up anyway.
Exactly.
And you'd be right there with them as they blowing up. Question, what got you interested in filming? I mean, you know, it's not like every day everybody's saying, well, you know, I want to be like Spike Lee. I mean, you know, I want to film a movie or do videos. What got you started in that?
Well, initially what I thought got me started was my brother, he's in the Air Force, and, you know, we grew up in a musical family. And one day he, you know, came home on leave from Japan, and he, I guess, brought us a mixtape. And he started playing his music and stuff. He's a music producer and one of those conscious hip-hop artists. And I just fell in love with what he was doing. And then I started realizing that the people that were close to me, the people that I admired the most in my personal life were musicians and artists that were just really, really good, but they didn't have the exposure that they deserved. So
right.
I decided just to try to create a network where they can do that. And I know I had seen YouTube for a little while, but I didn't pay it any attention. And one day I just woke up and was like, I think I'm going to create a TV show. And, you know, I did my first personal episode, then I did a few more. They were real popular. And I started meeting I had just moved to Houston around that time. And I just happened to start meeting a lot of different artists. And that's what got me started. And I remember when I was younger, my father, he used to film us a lot, you know, everywhere, you know, traveling, you know, military bus, he would always capture everything. And I realized how important it was to have like a visual documentary of our lives and the things that are important to us.
That's cool. And I'm glad you're in that field, because later on, I might be calling on you later on down the line for real, because I got some things that I'm planning on doing, especially as far as writing this book. So I will be calling Miss Kitty for real. Tomorrow night you got a Jazzy Red birthday bash. Explain that.
Yeah, I have to know about that. Wow.
I did some homework on you.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Jazzy Red Production, she's one of the few people that has really, really, really been by my side, had my back. I guess basically been one of the biggest sponsors, investors, and supporters of Miss Kitty TV. And we started working closely together last September when I had my one-year anniversary party. And she's continued to show her loyalty and all of that. So we got real close, and I'm going to be filming her birthday party tomorrow. For those of you in Houston, it's going to be at Club 3PG. And it's going to be real nice, you know, cash prizes, a free radio spot on my radio show, free studio time. She's just trying to, she has the streets unlocked. I've got the internet stuff like unlocked. And I'm not really big on throwing events. After my last one, I feel I don't have the nerves for it. But she's ready for it. She wants it, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of artists. So I just like to network with people that are doing things that will benefit.
Well, that's good. That's good. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to hit Jazzy Red up so I can have her on my show as well.
Okay.
You got a celebrity meet and greet June 13th. And and explain that one, Miss Kitty. I mean, like I said, I could have just went down your schedule, but a boom, but you are busy. It's killing me.
Basically, back in March of this year, oh, looks like the power's trying to go out on me again. Dear Lord. Back in March of this year, Flavor Flav's brother contacted me through my website. He said he was just doing searches for music and things like that and came across my network. And, you know, he was interested talking to me at first about music, and then I explained the type of episodes and things that I do, and then he let me know he had a screenplay copyrighted and ready to go. And since I know so many artists and aspiring, you know, people out here wanting to do things in entertainment, we decided to do that in Houston. So we're having the casting call next Saturday, June 14th at Sharpstown Mall. And we also decided it'd be great for people to get a chance to meet us before the casting call as well in case they have some questions. A lot of people don't like to read, even though you put everything on the website, but it's all good. So we're going to meet him and then Shy, or she used to be Shy. She's known as Mona Lisa now from Flavor of Love 3. She's going to be there as well. And we're just going to be networking with everyone, giving them a chance to meet us and, you know, see what we can do.
Now, this casting call, you guys are casting call from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's a lot of folks y'all going to be rolling through. What are you going to do, just basically interview people and see if they're right for the part or they got the look for the part?
Well, we're going to, of course, we have to see if they have the look, but basically we're going to have printouts of all the lines and everything for them there.
Oh, so it's going to be the readings, too, as well.
Well, yeah, that's the main thing, the readings for it and seeing what they can do. We've been promoting this casting call and everything on my website, MissKittyTV.net, for like 3 months now. So,
wow.
You know, we've had almost 50 people pre-registered, but a bunch of other people, you know, they just don't read and they're not going to pre-register. And that's okay, but they will be there. We've had the radio station out here, the number one urban radio station out here, 97.9. They've been promoting for us on their website and on the radio. Somebody contacted me today letting me know they heard a promo for it on the radio again. So with that, I've just basically had the biggest street team in Houston. So really excited but nervous that it might end up like an American Idol type of thing with lines all the way around.
And you guys will be there all day. So you're part of the committee on the casting call. I mean, making the final judgment. You're on there.
I'm the project manager. I actually am the publicist manager for Stephen Drayton, Flavor Flav's brother. You know, he went ahead and gave me that honor. So it's been a lot of work. I had a lot of other projects going on before he contacted me about this, but this is something I'm like, okay, you mean I get to work on a mainstream film, you know, going straight to Blockbuster. That means some real money for everything I'm doing. I think I might have to go ahead and add that in to my
I think you should. For real. So you got a digital magazine as well?
I should. I right when I was getting ready to start working on that, seriously, this movie project came along, and I had to make a judgment call, a priority call on what was more important. Because with this, I've been doing so much with contacting mainstream media, you know, BET, all kinds of magazines and newspapers and all kinds of stuff like that. You know, because this is an opportunity for this community. Just want to give undiscovered talent a chance to shine. And so I've been focusing on that. The digital magazine, it is still coming, and only now it'll be a lot more popular because my fan base has grown significantly due to all the publicity and stuff I've been doing for the movie project. So anybody who is featured in that magazine, it's definitely going to help. And I've learned some new marketing techniques as well. So pretty excited.
That's great.
The first one will pretty much talk about the anniversary party last year, and it'll have some in-depth interviews of some of the best artists from that. And I look forward to doing a regular one once I get a staff behind me to do that.
One day I was listening to XM. And I heard Kitty Raw. I knew it wasn't you. But you had to put it on your MySpace and clarify it for the world that it ain't you.
Because the more, it's like I'm really getting popular, and it's like, dang. And it's not because of her, but it's because I'm getting more popular. People are starting to wonder, you know, are you hurting now? I heard somebody give you a shout out on some show on BET. I'm like, nah, I mean, it's possible, but, you know, not right now because I'm dealing with the underground and independence. You know, I've been dealing with a lot of artists who are on that verge, and I'm basically trying to position myself as a key, as a bridge. I've spoken to Miss Kitty, you know, from XM Radio a few times, you know, on email and everything, but, you know, that's about it. I think she's promoted for me before. Because coincidentally, when I contact her, my views skyrocket, so it's pretty cool.
But you, let's clarify it on my show. You're not Kitty Raw on XM66.
Right, and I've never heard her, and I mean, I doubt she sounds Valley like me. So,
no, she doesn't sound like you. I've heard her before. And I thought about it when I said, they got the same kind of name, but I didn't think no more until I looked on your MySpace and you actually got a blog saying that you are not her and you got your picture. Like, golly.
Yeah,
you went into depth on this one.
I mean, it's just a lot more people are starting to, you know, that are starting to wonder. So, I mean, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, I
want to put videos out there so they know who she is. But,
I want to say thank you for being on the show. And like I said, I'm loving everything you're doing. And, you know, even though, you know, I talk to you on a time-to-time basis, I'm always checking up and seeing what you're doing and, you know, how you're moving forward.
Well,
to make
it. Listen to my shows. It's like, dang, every single one, I think. It's like you be up right up in there. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm a supporter and a fan, as well as, you know, somebody that just, you know, really are really interested in what you're doing, and much success your way, for real, because I want you to blow up big like Spielberg, you know?
Oh, it's going to happen, and I'm bringing my crew with me, so it's
I feel
good.
You. Well, thank you, Miss Kitty, for being on ATAZP Live. And we'll get a date once you settle down from being the diva that you are. And we'll settle down and I'll try to get a date with you so I can be on your show as well.
Okay. That'll definitely work. I look forward to that. All right.
This
well,
is Miss Kitty,
TV
Networks. And okay. One more thing. Give out the information to the movie casting call again.
All right, for those interested in the casting call to get involved with the movie project, the website is www.misskittytv.net/indiefilms. Misskittytv.net/indiefilms. Quick shout out to my biggest sponsors, ODG Records, J Real, K Sparks, and all of them, Jazzy Red Productions. And you can also find me on myspace.com/misskittytv. Shout out to Three Fat Girls for providing the venue for the casting call, and the Urban Zone for providing the place for the meet and greet. And that's it.
Thank you, Miss Kitty. Again, it's Miss Kitty TV Networks.
All right, peace out.
The host of Miss Kitty TV Networks here on Block Talk. We got a Universal premiere, two songs. This is going to be a short show. It's going to be two songs. The first song is Make My Body Move by Miss V. We just completed Miss V CD, matter of fact, last weekend. And I just mixed it down and mastered a couple of songs today. This is Makes My Body Move, featuring Ron L. But this is Miss V on ATAZP Live, Universal premiere.
Driving me wild. Oh. up and down with the funky sound. In and out, here's on down. Oh, baby, my body moves. Up and down with the funky sound. In and out, here's no down. Make my body move.
Being with you is deep passion. I can't explain your feel, your touch, and my reaction is making me insane.
Up and down with the funky sound, in and out, there's no doubt.
Oh,
make my body move.
Oh,
up and down with the funky sound, in and out, there's no doubt.
Oh,
baby, my body move.
Oh, baby,
up and down,
oh,
with the funky sound,
oh,
in and out, there's no
oh,
doubt.
Baby,
oh, baby, my body move.
Oh, baby,
up and down,
oh,
with the funky sound,
oh,
in and out, there's
oh,
no doubt.
Oh, baby, oh, baby,
my body move.
So let's get right down to business, and we can keep this thing steady. Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. No,
let me know I'm getting
yeah,
up. Reaching
up,
take off
your
clothes. I'm getting up, case you wanna take it slow.
I'm
getting up, case you just let me know. I'm getting up, case you're with you. What I gotta do, what I gotta say. Oh, come again, come a dear. Good love, good love, good love, good love. Good love, good love. What must I say? What I gotta do to get close to you? Close to you, get everywhere you're ready.
ATAZP Live. That was Martina. One of the artists came through a couple years back. Put that little segue down for me for the radio show, my radio show on my website, and I'm playing it on here as well. Also, she is the famous hook on the 14 hits, and I've been looking for her for the last 2 years. Can't find her because this 14 hits done just rose. Feel me? Anyway, I'm going to play Princess T, who is affiliated with Street Noise Records, one of Glenn Cannon's artists. This is one of her new ones, Gangsta Lean, by Princess T.
Yeah, y'all know I'm back.
Send it to your hood in my chest, that gangsta lean. I know you wanna ride, ride.
The west to the east. The east is where I made my peace. The west is where I get that dough. Worldwide, rocking this flow. Detroit's on a come up.
peas hot, rolling out the summer. Drop top, black on black, wheel spinning on this lag. But I want a rubber band man. My wet popping, I don't want a broke man. Chilling at the party, pumping up sound. All my little homies about to come around. Big hurt, let's make them niggas work. Trick, trick, now make them booty turn. T's posted, chilling in the hood. T's back now, is that understood?
Listen to your hood and my chest back history.
Now it's time to get live. Come on, come on, come on, nigga, run up. Back up, before you get smacked up. G's, make them see. The ice to wear is shining on me. 7 miles in my ride. Rolling through the hood, looking so fly.
We won't run over nobody here. Just trimming the swing we ride. When we ride upon a scoop, we ride. Whoa, 7 miles to the aisle. Me and my girl, we're bouncing right now. Baby, show me how. When you hitting new gasoline, looking for me, have to. And we're smoking and green.
Into your hood and my chest back gasoline.
Glenn Cannon, whose interview I played earlier in the show. Being tonight that I did not get Glenn to call in live, I'm going to shorten this show. Plus, the NBA Finals is on, and I got 2 rib dinners on this whole thing. And rib dinners cost about $15 a piece, and I ain't trying to play it or pay it. I got to get back into this game. What I'm going to do, the last song I'm going to play for tonight, is All of You. It's a Z-Mix, not a remix, a Z-Mix of All of You from the title track, title of the CD, the new CD by the Love Brothers, which is Ron L, a.k.a. Smooth Sounds, and T-Love, a.k.a. T-A-Z. All of You, have a good week. We'll be back in the house next week. ATAZP Live, baby.
Remix! All of you, baby. when we do this and keep it real. I need you, my sexy thrill. Nothing better, the way you feel. We together, you know the deal. All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby.
All of you, sexy. I gotta say, I gotta spit these licks to you to let you know the T-A-D for really coming on true. When I bust, I'm busting strictly out of them. Diamond words I say is coming also part of them. So believe me, girl, when I lay it on the Lizine 3822, you're looking extra so damn fine. And I know that you wanna check me out. We can flip it, go get a room and hold down. We can make it romantic with the candles lit. I hope you got a strong back for this strong ass itch. Don't call my name, but make it good to yourself. All of you is all I want, and there's an L.
All of you, I'm wanting all of you, baby. All of you, I'm wanting all of you. All of you, I'm wanting all of you.